On the line with us, we have the CEO for the Advertising Regulatory Board, which is the new organization that has replaced, I think is a better word, Standards Authority. And welcome to Gail Schimmel, the CEO. Good morning, how are you?
Hi, I've got to tell you, I can barely hear you.
Gail, on what basis did the ARB ban this ad?
Okay, I'm going to start by saying I'm not mad about the word ban. We've requested the advertiser to withdraw the advertising. The reason for it is we were faced with this question. It's an ad that makes a parody about colonialism. It is arguably a very funny ad. But the question that was before us is colonialism something that you can make a joke about? Is something that has had such a painful history and such dark repercussions something that can be made a parody of, something we can joke about, something we can imply that history can be rewritten about? And the feeling of the director of the ARB was that it's not one of those things you can joke about.
So who does it offend? Because we've got a very, very mixed staff at Chai FM. We've got white people, we've got black people, and everybody here loved the ad. And I said, you know, be hypercritical. What do you see? Because just for anyone who hasn't seen the ad, it follows Big John, and Big John comes from a tribe in Africa, and he goes across the sea, and he fights octopi and like giant squids, and it is funny. It is very, very funny the way that it's done. And then he gets to a place full of white people who you can see are Europeans, possibly the Netherlands. He steps off, and apparently this is the one thing that he is most proud of after all the great things that he's done. And he steps off, and with his assegai, with his spear, he says, I'm going to name this country. I'm going to call it Europe. And then he sees some people with a rope, and he goes, Rop. Europe. I'm going to name it Europe. And it's about Big John, who is a black African colonializing Europe. The black people with me in the office thought that it was funny. So, Nati, can I bring you in on this?
Yes, yes.
All right. So that's why I wanted to know, Gail, on what basis? I understand about undermining how serious colonialism was. At what point will we ever be able to have a conversation
and to look at things?
I think the first thing you need to understand is that we react to complaints. It's not that we've taken it into our head to take against this advertisement. We got a complaint from someone who was offended and who was upset by this advertisement. He felt that it made little of the after effects of colonialism that he feels in his life. So that's the basis on which we started investigating.
Interesting.
The next aspect of it is we are only as good as the material that is put before us. And we got a very brief response from the advertiser. Now, advertiser didn't put any market research before us, for example, showing us how many people enjoyed the ad, showing us that they had thought about this issue, because colonialism is one of days, I think. You know, it is one of those things where if you're going out there with an ad about it, you need to do so carefully. You need to make sure you are being sensitive about it. I'm quite sure they have market research. They didn't put any of it before us. All we had before us was a complaint about a genuinely offended consumer, the advertisement, and a very brief response saying that the ad was about rewriting history. And at the risk of repeating myself, We thought that there are some things where you cannot imply history can be rewritten. So we recently did another ruling where it was a KFC ad where, and I'm sure many people have seen it, where it has people who are working in a service center eating chicken that crackles very loud at each other because they can't hear each other. And they're joking about, let's tell the customers to go, systems are down, we'll tell them we're having a power failure, ha, 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 it's hilarious. And someone was offended because they said that's a very real problem in South Africa, that you can never get any service because all these problems happen. And in that ruling, we kind of set a test. We said, we have to be able to laugh at ourselves as South Africans. We have to be able to laugh at some situations. But there are some situations you can never laugh at. And one of them And the examples we gave there were human trafficking, sexual abuse. Those are things that, no matter how well made the ad, no matter how funny it may seem to some people, those are not funny subjects.
Sure.
And the director of the ARB felt that colonialism falls into that category. And I was actually thinking about it this morning, and I was thinking about, you know, I knew I had the interview with you coming up, and I was thinking about my own life and my own sensitivities. And I was thinking about things in Jewish history that are topics that we can never laugh about.
Sure.
An ad that turned Auschwitz on its head would never be funny. There is no execution that would make it funny, because that is simply too dark and it's just a place you cannot go with humor. And the feeling of the ARB was that colonialism is a similar issue, in that you can't go there, that it's not a topic for humor. The advertiser is appealing it. They've advised me they will be filing an appeal first thing in the new year, and it will be interesting to see if the appeal committee agrees with us.
Yeah, in the context that you've just given, I understand fully.
I honestly just feel like this is one of those situations where, especially in South Africa, a lot of us try to sort of take back the power through humor. So, for example, with the Adam Katsavelos challenge.
Yes.
Honestly, I feel like South Africans united, and we sort of took back our power through the humor that, you know, came through with the challenge.
Look what we're doing with Eskom. Look what we're doing with
racism. And I mean, there was, I showed you guys yesterday with the advert. There was an SABC 1 advert that was banned years ago, where it basically was asking us to take a look at South Africa from another perspective, where you will get a white domestic worker.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Rich family, exactly. And you get children in the township being these white kids, and they're these tourists in a bus, and they're black. Do you know what I mean? Like,
complete role reversal.
Exactly. Complete role reversal. And just taking a look at South Africa from another perspective. And I promise you, everybody that I spoke to, they loved it.
I loved it.
They loved it.
I thought it was brilliant.
Exactly.
I thought it was very, very
so
clever.
So this is where I feel like, as South Africans especially, we try to take back some of our power through humor. And that's why we feel like there's nothing wrong with the chicken licken advert.
Yeah. Very interesting. Gail Schimmel, thank you very, very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your holiday. I'm so sorry to have intruded on your holiday.
And just no problem at all.
And I'm sure that it's not the last time we're going to be talking about the ARB. And maybe in the new year, when you get back to work, we can have you in and you can come and tell us about the new
Fabulous.
Organization. Thank you so much.
Fabulous.
God
Thank
bless.
Thank you very much.
Take it. Bye-bye. That's Gail Schimmel. She is the CEO of the Advertising Regulatory Board.